It's the first episode of the Clean Podcast, the men's fashion podcast to help you guys elevate your personal style. I am Hunter McLean, and I am going to be your host. I hope that this podcast helps you guys become more comfortable and confident with who you are, because the style you choose and what you wear is how you tell people who you are without using words. First up today is winter wear. It's cold outside. It's nasty. But this is actually like the best time for you guys to show off. If you want to look current and clean, you want to go with a baggy, oversized fit in earthy tones. Your colors are going to be cream, brown, and green. You don't want to go like Barney green. You want to go like sage green. Really understated, tasteful with all that stuff. The focal point is not going to be your shoes. I know people, sneakerheads, and other people are going to like lose their minds over that, but we're going to focus on you this winter and not your fucking feet. Okay. The focal point is primarily going to be your bottoms and secondarily your top. For street style, you're going to want to get yourself some baggy jeans, some loose cords, or a work pant, and an oversized sweatshirt that you can throw a puffer on top of. Some places you can get those is like ASOS has some really cool oversized sweatshirts. Exempt Society just came out with a vintage brand that's unisex. Boohoo Man has some really cool sweatshirts. Bode London is a really cool place that you can get like a wide leg trouser for a smarter fit. They just had their pants featured in Harry Styles' Golden video. So if you've seen that and you liked those pants and you wondered where to get them, Bode London in all caps. If you don't want to drop like a wad of cash on like $300 pants, then ASOS has some really cool oversized trousers, like wide leg, high-waisted trousers. They also can get you like baggy jeans and those cords. For baggy jeans, I would go Topman, England. They have some really nice ones there. Boohoo Man, they have those oversized looks. Or for knitwear on the top, if you want to go with that smarter look with that high-waisted, wide-leg trouser, then for that knitwear top, you can go to Zara, you can go to ASOS. Bode has some really cool ones, but that's also, again, going to be like $300 to $500. Peregrine has some high-quality stuff, and it's only like $100. So for both of those looks, you're going to want to accessorize with like a fisherman's cap and silver jewelry. And that's just going to finish the look, let everyone see you know what you're doing with your look. And if you're ever in doubt of how to make this work, then a little cheat code is like try to dress like a combination of a homeless man and an old man. So you always want to be oversized everything, looking comfy, lots of cool vintage sweaters and sweatshirts. So just dress like a combination of those two. Moving on to grooming and hair. We're in 2021, which is 20 to 30 years after the grunge movement, which means it's coming back. I love grunge because it's easy to do and it just looks so different than anything you're used to. You're going to want to let that patchy facial hair grow out. You're going to want to play with it, maybe do like a mustache or a goatee on a little shorter side. So like doing a buzz cut on your face. Something to look unprofessional and edgy, like you just fucking hate the government and your parents is kind of like the idea behind it. With your hair, it's the same principle. But with that, I would say if you don't know what to do, let it grow out. You want to get that quintessential Kurt Cobain vibe, a young Brad Pitt with like maybe some young Johnny Depp thrown in there. So let the top of your hair be longer, draped off to the sides. If you really want to get into the trend, you could do like a buzz cut, like a bleached buzz cut or a mohawk style fade. But the longer hair is just way easier to stay current and then be able to change it if you get over the trend or if you want to move on from it or try something new. And you can just change how you style it or you can cut it. So you can play with it more. And finally, we're going to talk about tattoos, which is my favorite part of this podcast. If you don't have any tattoos, don't worry. They're still fun to talk about and look at. Like to me, it's living artwork. And that's just absolutely beautiful. Just the pure self-expression and commitment and ownership of a person's personality is just always great to see. Plus, they look badass, you know? So if you've been like thinking about getting a tattoo for a while now, just go get one. I've gotten most of my upper body tattooed in the past year, and I love them all. I plan on getting so many more. And regret is like such a small word in the grand scheme of things. I don't regret getting any of my tattoos. For most of the 2000s, the focus has been on realism and color realism and new school. But the focus today is traditional American black work. I'm seeing like a ton of people get full traditional black work and patch sleeves, which are so dope. There's this fashion model in, I think, Germany named Anders Gran. And he's the perfect example of this. So go ahead and look him up on Instagram if you are curious about what I'm talking about or what it looks like. This trend is catching on. So I do think in like 5 to 10 years, we're going to see that barbed wire and the three nails and the swallows are going to be so widespread that it's kind of going to be like the infinity symbol of that next generation because everybody will have them. But if you like it and you want to rock it, like just go get it. Fuck everybody else. Even if everyone has that tattoo, if you like it, get it. And anyways, guys, that's all I got for this week. We have a Instagram. It's at the Clean Pod. And if you want to be entered in this month's giveaway, we're giving away a puffer from Zara. So go give us a follow. If you want to be entered, you'll be automatically entered. And we'll pick the winner on the first week of next month's podcast. And then next week, we're going to be talking about upcoming trends for the spring. So I hope you guys have a great week. And as always, stay clean.